Oh, Thanks for keeping it on your freeform station. We hope you're enjoying the music. 91.5 WMFO Medford and worldwide at WMFO.org.
WMFO in Medford, Okay. Wow, my headphones are really loud. 10:11 in the morning. I'm Mike. Just played a bunch of stuff, and let me tell you what I played. I played The Morning Line, which is the latest member of the Red on Red Records family. They have a brand new record called Scene that was Might Believe, followed up by the New York Dolls from 1973 self-titled record that was Jet Boy. Kurt Baker from 2010, the record was Got It Covered, that was Hanging on the Telephone, famously made, famous by Blondie, of course. And the Staple Singers, a slinky song that Johnny Kay said, that was from a soundtrack from Let's Do It Again, and that was Let's Do It Again. And I just want to lead in the applause here because we have Crowfollow, Boston's own Crowfollow here. We do. All right. So, let's see, starting with the lovely lady that's in the room, we have Agent Judy. Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning, yay. Agent Judy.
Yeah, you got to be careful about that headphone volume, don't you?
I guess so. I feel like I'm reverberating in the universe.
Yeah, well, yeah, we all are, kind of. We can't help that. Welcome. We have Tim Sprague here, your husband and bandmate. Hi, Tim.
Good day.
Good day, eh? And we have John Keegan, Johnny Kay. How you doing?
Hi, everyone out there in Radio Land.
You could talk into the microphone, and
that would be. Is that how this works?
Yeah, yeah. Well, he plays Barry Sax. Doesn't know.
That's right. He's a Barry player. Come on.
Welcome.
Don't expect a lot.
And we have Dan Anklin here from Red on Red Records, who's going to tell us everything. You can share a mic and.
Hello, folks.
There he is. See, I told you he was here. All right, so all these guys are here. Crowfollow, you guys have a gig. We'll just start with this. We have a gig coming up for you tonight at Mill Number 5 at 6:30 p.m. With the Daylilies and Speed Fossil and Rose R. Haven't been to Mill Number 5, much to Dan's chagrin, but I'll get there. But tell us about this gig and how it came about and the other. I know Speed Fossil very well and the Daylilies. Don't know Rose R, so tell us a little bit about you guys and the bill.
Okay, well, first off, Mill Number 5, if I'm allowed to say an address, it's at 250 Jackson Street in Lowell. And the doors are at 6:30. And it's an all-ages show, so if you have any little punk rockers that want to come out and see something without any chagrin, they can just come on out there. So Dan Anklin actually invited us to jump on this bill.
Yeah,
The cool thing, like Speed Fossil, John and I were invited. They asked us to do some horn section work for them, and we kind of, we put a dual horn section together, trumpet and saxophone, and we're playing on four tunes with Speed Fossil. And it kind of evolved to, we got invited to be on this bill. And Red on Red Records is like a powerhouse in this scene right now. They just are doing a lot with
Yay Justine
promotion, booking, putting out records, and just making a lot of stuff happen in town. And Dan Anklin is involved with them as a promoter now, I believe. And he's also working on the hard copy distro stuff, getting their records out to stores all over the East Coast, as far as I know. Mm-hmm. So Dan invited us to join this bill. And it's really exciting because this is the first time that Crowfollow is getting a chance to play out in Lowell. And we're really excited about the bill. Now, I've been checking these bands out. Rose R. They're a local band in Lowell, and I had never heard of them until they were on this bill with us. But I checked them out, and their lead singer, Mary Dumont, has a total earworm, syrupy voice.
Beautiful.
Like her voice.
Voice
is something that you're not going to forget. Once you hear it, you're just not going to forget it. Speed Fossil is, somebody told me that they were reminded of the Plimsolls when they heard Speed Fossil.
Oh, I love them.
They're just like a driving, gravelly voiced power pop band. And of course you're gonna get to hear the Crowfollow horns with them, which is gonna be me and Johnny playing horn parts with them. And that's gonna be a big fun. And then of course stuffed in between those two is gonna be Crowfollow, which is your typical gritty shaman rock with gritty shaman. Typical of us, I think, is that's all there is.
Typical and, if you've never heard it before.
And then headlining is the Daylilies, and Laura Klein's voice is just like very clear with an edge, real beautiful. And Ad Frank is a virtuoso guitarist who adds atmosphere to just a really wonderful sound the Daylilies have come up with. So that's the bottom line on the bill. We're just really excited to have been invited to join it. And this place, the Overlook, is relatively fresh. So it'll be nice to...
It's going to be a lot of fun. I'm really excited.
Mm-hmm. It really is. All right, so I want to talk about the makeup of the band, the band members first. But first, if I may, I want to quote Judy before Judy actually speaks, because you gave me some material to chew on. And I saw this quote here, and I want to say what Judy said about the band members. You said, and I quote, "Each member of the band weaves a thread. Everyone in the band reads lyrics, which I really love. They know what they're thinking about while they're playing. That sinks in every note, influences tone and volume. Messages are built in the subtle undertones as well as the direct lyrical passages, melodies, and rhythm. It's all woven in."
Whoa.
That's a mouthful, but it's important. Yikes. Because if the people are into it, and like you said, that second thing that you said, everybody in the band reads lyrics, they know what to think about when they're playing. How important is that?
For me, that's essential. Yeah. I'm a very instinctive musician. I have some training, but not a ton. And my approach has been sort of that I probably don't have time to learn everything I would have learned if I'd been playing music for the past 50 years straight, which I didn't. I was in and out. So now I'm not exactly in a rush, but I'm efficient about it, right? I don't want to take my time to learn things that I can instinctively find what I'm looking for. And I want everybody else to do whatever they want to do.
Yeah.
But
as long
I
as
want
it serves
to be
the music.
Influenced yeah. by the message that I've written, right? So there's a bones, there's structure, and we do actually agree on things. We're very organized, because I think you have to be a better musician than I am to not be really organized about the arrangements. But I love that people are thinking about what the thing is about, like... Copper Flowers is sort of a duet between me and Johnny in a way. And I know he's read those lyrics. He's read them over and over. And because the message is sort of conceptual, it's about lost resources and things that change, that you lose, that you break, and how you recover. And, you know, that's why I care, because I'm very message-driven. I'm very wordy. And between Tim and I, we are really, gosh, the wordiest musicians.
Yeah, I mean, you're very verbose.
We continue to try to not have a song, a music stand, but it's become kind of my... I don't know. We're known. We always have a music.
What, you
stand.
Always have the words there?
Too many freaking words.
Yeah.
I can't remember all those words.
Well, listen. You know, being good with prose and words.
Yes.
Is certainly what you guys are. I see from
Thank
what you.
You
sent me, and it's very. I was one of those people that grew up listening to music and loving the melody before I even listened to the words. And I've since grown up and learned that I want to see what the heck it's about. So I get that. It's really important.
But they should lead you to each other, right?
Yeah.
Like if you're listening and you sense a certain feeling, then the words have done their job whether you
That's
actually
right.
listen to them or not.
That's right. All right.
And
so,
the musicians have done their job by listening to the words.
Did you want to say something?
Yeah, just so for me, given the words, you know, for the guy with very limited rules in this band, other than a couple of chords, the words really help me grab onto the vibe and give me something to play with and to play around.
Yes, yes. Okay, so I would be remiss if I didn't mention the rest of the members of the band. As we review, I introduced John, I introduced Agent Judy, I introduced Tim. We also have Ramona on drums. How did she come to the band?
Oh,
that's Tim's story.
I would say it was a gift from the goddess.
Yeah.
I mean, we've, yes. you know, like many bands, we've like churned through a few members in our time.
Yeah.
And, well, I remember Ramona from back. She was playing in the Postmoderns with Sev Corsan back in the old N Square Men's Bar days, and I knew she was a fierce drummer with a heavy foot. And it was like a coincidence. We were at this writer's conference. It was actually a workshop. It was a class. And it was about 60 people like that were all in this giant thing doing a writing thing with
Linda Barry.
Linda Barry, the crazy cartoonist.
Oh, she's brilliant.
So it was a total trip. And we're in this big thing, and then we took a break. And I'm coming out of the restroom, and I hear this voice. And I'm going, that sounds like Ramona.
Ah.
And then she came down the hall, and I said, you look just like Ramona from the Postmoderns. And she was going by her secret identity at the time. So, and then she looked at me. She goes, that's because I am Ramona from the Postmoderns. And it was like we reunited in this friendship. And, of course, I begged her to come down and play with us. And it took a while, but she came down and checked us out. And there was a good rapport, and we just started bashing it out.
That's the best. You guys reconnected, and she's the drummer. Carolyn on bass.
This is when you're... I mean, I'm not... all right, I'll say I'm the band leader in the sense that when the stuff hits the fan, I kind of like have to grab the shovel first and figure out what's going on. So we were shy a bass player for a while. We'd gone through a few, and they sort of evaporate from time to time, and you got to find a new bass player.
Yeah.
And this is hilarious. I was trolling around on Facebook, and somebody wrote a thing saying, I want to start a heavy metal band, an all-girl heavy metal band, or something like that. And I was like, and then there was a comment, and the comment was from Carolyn Jean saying, I'm in, I want to do that. So my little math brain goes, oh, Carolyn Jean Corella. She's probably a badass bass player, and we could certainly find out. And the thing is, she's free because she wants to start another project. I'm in. So I PM'd her, and she was open to checking it out. And she came down, and it was like, when she joined the band, she actually upped the musicianship level of the whole band. Like,
yes.
I would say that there's something about like the driving force of where Crowfollow is at right now is definitely due to the fact that Carolyn Jean had joined the band.
Cool. And I think that's everybody in the main group, right?
Yeah.
You have other contributors, of course, Linnea, who was just here. You have Linda's daughter, Ruby Vienz, who lends some vocals.
Yeah.
She was on Indiana Line, I think.
Yes.
And that was really cool. You have Peter Danilchuk?
Yeah. We were in the studio, and I was starting to hear things like, oh, yeah, this Fender Rhodes would sound real cool on this.
That's
and
what then, he does.
Yeah, and Ethan DeSalt recommended Peter, so we had him come down, and in one session, he just bashed out some awesome stuff for us.
Nice, and you have the great Rich Gilbert, who I had the pleasure of meeting myself, playing some Hammond organ on Brambles.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, he that was actually done
remote
through the Squinternet, and we sent him basic.
Wait a minute.
we sent him basic tracks, and he punched out a bunch of organ tracks for us, and then we folded them in to add ambience to the backside of Brambles.
Very nice. All right, so in the 35 minutes or so that we have left, I want to do a couple things. You guys were nice enough to give me a bunch of influences, some songs to play, and just in the interest of time, I want to play the ones for the folks who are here, for Tim and Judy and John, and then I want to play a bunch from your new record, Red Velvet Radio, which is the best title, and we'll talk about that in a minute. But I want to start with Tim's request, then Judy's, then John's. Tim, you wanted to hear a band called The Maps. I'm talking to you. Talk about that song a little bit.
The other Judy.
Yeah. Well, Judy Grunewald was a early force as far as women in rock in Boston. And she was in a band called The Maps that did not last very long, but they were extremely powerful musically on stage. And then she moved on from there, I think,
Salem 66.
She was in Salem 66.
Who I loved.
And I just...
didn't think of it.
I just want to say in public that if I ever said anything at the Rat that was jive to Judy, I want to apologize for it. And I think she's a wonderful person, and I've always really been blown away by the musicianship of her and the band she's been in. Okay. And this song, there's a few songs that I always, at least once a year, I have to find it and play it. And it's and this is one of those songs. Yep. I'm talking to you.
Yep, I have that kind of thing too. All right, and Judy, you gave me two songs. In the interest of time, maybe we'll just do one of them. But you sure. did one by Thalia Zadek, who I really, is it Zadek or Zadek?
It's Talia Zadek.
Totally messed it
from
up myself.
From Calm and a million other amazing projects.
I found her and I played some stuff from her before. And HSR, Human Sexual Response, Public Alley 909. Which of those two songs would you like to play?
Oh, gosh. Let's go with Talia because okay. current inspiration always beats the past.
Cool. Oh, that's a really good way of putting it. And Johnny K, you wanted to hear something from Morphine, and it was suggested that we do Top Floor Bottom Buzzer, but you wanted to do a different one, or
I know the history of that one.
If we can have Honey White, that would be great. But I don't, you know, whatever you've got queued up is great by me.
Oh, and, I got time to queue it up. It's all right.
And yeah, I mean, if you play Barry in a swampy rock band in Boston, it's Morphine, you know, you have to tip your hat to Dana Colley and Morphine, and
totally.
So,
totally don't
know. I just want to. That's my hat tip to Dana.
All right. So at 10:27 in the morning, let's start with Tim's request from the Maps. This is I'm Talking to You. It's WMFO.
I'm going out to dodge in hit me when I'm old and wizened, and not a day before that. The devil says, honey, it won't be that long. Besides, I'd like to see a little more fat. Yeah, I'd like to see a little more fat. You know, I'd like to see a little more fat.
WMFO Medford, 10:38 in the morning. I'm Mike,
Mark,
along with Crow Follow and Dan from Red on Red Records. Dan, did you want to say anything, by the way, about Red on Red? You could. Be quick, though, because we're fighting the clock.
Absolutely. Hey, I just want to thank Mike here for having me in today and talking about Red on Red Records.
Thank you, Mike.
And, of course, Justine, who's putting this all together and making everything happen. I can't thank her enough for including me in this great operation. We're going to conquer the world with Red on Red Records. Also, I want to thank Overlook at Mill Number 5. We're going to kick butt tonight. We got some great bands. Everybody should come on down. It's an all-ages show. And we're going to have a really good time. I want to thank Crow Follow, Roser, Speed Fossil, and the Daylilies. Come on down. The doors open at 6:30. Show starts at 7. We're going to party till 11, or maybe later. Who knows? Mm-hmm. So come on down and have a good time. We'll talk to you. Bye.
Thank you, Bootleg Dan. All right, so let's just talk a little bit about your debut record from Crow Follow, Red Velvet Radio. It's a wonderful name of the record. And I guess it refers to a magical feeling connected to darkness and music. It's a throwback to a time when music had to be sought out, and when found, it comforted the soul, as a direct line from a radio DJ to a listener, right? So it's very esoteric and very swampy and nice. And you know, let me just before you say, just hold your breath for a second, Tim. I just want to say the Maps did I'm talking to you, Talia.
Talia Zedek.
Talia Zedek, easy for me to say, did a wonderful song called Cranes. When that came on, all of our like collective eyebrows and ears just went, wow, that's wonderful.
That's the Talia Zedek band.
It's wonderful.
She's known for that and Come and E and other remarkable things.
It was Cranes. It was remarkable. And Morphine, Honey White, John's request. You know, I mean, it's so reminiscent of Crow Follow, you know. So and anything by Morphine, if you're a Bostonian, is just, you know, going to do it for you. All right, so I was going to say, I read that this LP has 6 songs that were sort of hanging around for a little while. They're not brand new. And 4, so there's 2 distinct parts to this record. And the band started like before COVID and continued. I mean, you did everything you needed to do. You had band practice in your driveway. And I like the whole description of Crow Follow. It's all about following the crow. And the crow is a very mystical bird. Just take a couple of quick seconds and talk about the name and the whole thing.
Well, real quick story. I had this vision. I was starting to write songs that I was afraid to perform because they were so deep. And I was taking a walk in the woods, and I had this vision. I saw this crow in the vision flying deep into the darkness of the woods, which is where all your fears and memories are. And I heard this voice in my head that said, follow the crow. Mm. And like, have the courage to sing the songs that you write, no matter how much they may make you vulnerable. So with that kernel, and then I was like, yeah, I'm going to call the band Crow Follow. And I would be transparent to say that Morphine was definitely an inspiration for some of the vibe of the thing because I realized my voice was sort of similar to Mark's, and I had a and it was a Tom Waits vibe too. So I kind of those things like kind of guided us in that direction, and so then I mean real quick, I was at work and this buddy of mine had a show, and he says, "You have a band together? I need a band for this show." And I said, "Sure, we'll play it." And then I was like, "Well, I got to put a band together." Right. And I just started calling people.
That's the way to do it, though.
Yeah,
I mean, really.
Absolutely. And then it started coming together, and I thought it was going to be like old gung-ho, like three or four piece. And then I was like, my music ain't nothing without Agent Judy. So I begged her to come and sit. Come in and join the band.
Did it take a lot of convincing?
Well, no, we just had to negotiate some things.
Yeah. Well, because he had told me he did not want me to be... he wanted to do a band on his own. Let me put it that way, because that's really what it was.
What did he say that you couldn't do?
We had already had a band, Engine Judy, and that ended, and I was thinking about doing something else. And he said, "I'm going to start a band." And I said, "That's fine. You can go do that, you know?" And then he asked me to join the band.
Absolutely.
I came down and sang with them.
What were the conditions for signing the band? I just want to know.
Oh, harmony, you know.
And sharing writing.
No, there were no... I'm not an asshole.
Oh, it was sharing writing. It was sharing writing.
Yeah. You do share the writing. Yeah.
Yeah, that was actually... I said, I need a venue to put my songs into. I love the conflict of different writers, like that kind of... energy synergy that happens when there's two different writers because you get more range.
So do you do it? Do you both work on the prose together, or is one music and one is words, or how do you do
it? Oh no, we both do
collaborate.
Both
for the most part, it's discrete songs, and then
didn't
we
think of that,
and then we bring them together and arrange them together.
Yeah, that's right.
Really
we
nice.
We kind of work on our own, and then we come together.
Yeah,
but that's changing a little bit. We're starting to work more together.
And Judy, you play guitar and you hadn't for a while, and you picked it back up again.
That is true.
That's kind of fun.
I still have the guitar that I got when I was 13, and I took guitar lessons for a little while, and I think, you know, I wanted to be Carole King or Joni Mitchell or somebody like that. You know, really, I wanted to be Neil Young, but that seemed less likely.
But they were all taken, so you became Agent Judy.
but I didn't for a long time. I went to art school. I studied visual art. I raised kids. I did a lot of drawing. But I was always... I joke that I rehearsed for 30 years in my car.
See, but you guys are already... You guys are... Oh, yeah. Well, the shower has great acoustics.
Right?
Yeah, right. So you guys are just, you know, very artsy anyway. You know, so like I was talking with Linda a little while ago.
Art school.
Yeah, I mean, and so many musicians just have to be able to get their creative... you know, bent out.
I met Linda when she was... We were both just finishing up art school, and I had been at museum school, and she had been at Mass Art.
Yeah.
And we got hired to do a video thing together, and that's where I met her.
All right.
That's...
Very cool.
I don't know what year that was. 80-something.
Yeah. That's how it's always referred to, as 1980-something, because that's all anybody can do. All right, so let's hear some of the music from this wonderful LP, your debut LP.
Thank you.
Red Velvet Radio, and you drew the art on the front of it.
I did make the design for the cover. Yeah. I mean, it's not just a photograph.
It's a whole...
So, yeah, so I'm very drawn to amalgams of... tangible physical artwork and electronic artwork. I like to mix them up. So I had a picture in my head of a radio, and I went on eBay and found the radio that I had in my head, and then I drew pictures of it, and then I drew pictures of it and cut it out of cardboard and glued red velvet on it, and then I photographed that.
Wow.
So that's
beautiful image.
It just made
image.
It feel like it was very authentic for me.
Well,
least.
You know, starting with a great...
And then I layered it up in Illustrator with all the pictures and
awesome.
Photos. And
I mean, you've got this great title that evokes all kinds of imagery, mm-hmm. and then you were able to manifest it and show it. It's pretty cool.
I'm very literal.
Yeah.
Like, you tell me Red Velvet, I'll go buy Velvet.
There you go.
Red Velvet. We wore Red Velvet suits to the record drop.
Well, of course you did. What else would you do?
I couldn't think of it.
What are you
going to
wear, Black Velvet? Is it Black Velvet Radio? No, it's not. All right, so at 10:46 in the morning, I want to make sure that our audience gets to hear some of this awesome record. The first song that was spoken about to play is one that I glommed onto immediately, called The Ride of Our Lives. So I want to play that one, but just real quickly, because we're running against the clock here. Ride of Our Lives, what's that about?
Agent Judy wrote it.
Yeah.
Oh, well, who doesn't want their life to be a good ride?
There you go. All right. This is The Ride of Our Lives. It's wonderful. It's from Crowfellow's debut record called Red Velvet Radio. This is WMFO in Medford. We'll be back.
Clouds. stack up over the horizon line. A thin, chalk-like line of white smoke rises from the long, black, Tipperillo-shaped chimney of a Midwestern meth factory.
Mask off, it's getting
WMFO Medford, about 10:58 in the morning. I'm Mike, along with John Keegan and Agent Judy and Tim Sprague and Dan from Red on Red Records. We just heard three from Crowfellow's great record called Red Velvet Radio, The Ride of Our Lives, Indiana Line, and just heard Doom Buggy. Please tell them where you're playing again tonight.
Hey, Mike, I want to thank you for having us on the show this morning. And we're playing tonight at the Overlook, Mill Number 5 in Lowell. And that's at 250 Jackson Street in Lowell. And doors are at 6:30. It's an all-ages show. And Roser is at 7. Crowfellow is playing at 8. The Awesome Speed Fossil is at 9 with the Crow Hollow Horns. And the Daylilies are capping it off at 10 o'clock.
All right. Thank you. Go see that show. You heard what's on that record. Wait till you hear it live. It's going to be awesome. All right. Today we had Girl with a Hawk with Linnea from Linnea's Garden. We had Crowfellow. And we had all of you. Thank you so much for listening. As
thank
usual,
you, right, Mike.
You're so welcome.
Thank you, Mike.
And something
thank
about
you.
The women.
Thank you so much.
I think with Sue is coming up next, right at 11 a.m. So, as I always say, if they let me, I'll come back next week and do this again at 9. Bye, everybody.
You're the man, Mike.
Bye.
Bye.
Due to COVID-19, WMFO DJs are pre-recording their shows for broadcast on air. We can still accept phone calls, but the phone line is in voicemail mode. Call 855-915-9636 and be sure to leave the DJ's name in the voicemail so we can forward it to the correct person. The following program was recorded earlier. Enjoy.